everywhere, and where I take you to the restaurant, and we look at all this useful vocabulary that you'll need to get by in a restaurant.
That's English Everywhere.
That's right.
Written by Alberto Alonso.
Inglés en cualquier parte y disponible en cualquier parte.
Absolutely.
Now let's practice with the structure by plus time. Usamos esa estructura para hablar de un momento en el futuro para el que habrá pasado algo. Por ejemplo, I'll have lost weight by next spring. Habré perdido peso para primavera. Notice that the tense we use is future with will have plus past participle. Let's practice. Alberto, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Now, haberlo acabado tú and this evening. ¿Cómo sería la frase en inglés?
I'll have finished it by this evening.
Excellent. Very good. Haberse te olvidado a ti plus next week.
I'll have forgotten it by next week.
Excellent. Ahora, ¿habrá crecido 3 centímetros tu pelo? Plus the summer.
My hair will have grown 3 centimeters by the summer.
Very good, Alberto. ¿Habrá mejorado mucho tu inglés? Plus next spring.
My English will have improved a lot by next spring.
Very well done.
Apúntate a nuestros cursos trimestrales. En solo 3 meses perfeccionarás tu inglés. Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Síguenos en Twitter, @Vaughan_radio o @GrupoVaughan y en facebook.com/GrupoVaughan.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to...
Who is a show with no name?
That's right, my amigos. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughan Radio. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One ho or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you. One ho or another.
That's right. It's Juan Ho in the house over here at Vaughan Radio, guys. We're located at 69 Orense Street here in the center of Madrid. Now, I want to tell you guys, I want to give you the scoop. The scoop is the information. I want to give you guys the scoop because tomorrow I won't be here. We will not have a live show tomorrow. So before you guys write in and say, the app doesn't work, it's, well, I won't be here. So the questions will not match up. Unfortunately, it wasn't my decision, folks. Usually these are decisions made from up top. You know, I don't ever want to miss the show. I love being here with you guys. But tomorrow I'll be at a pharmaceutical company, and we'll be doing an event there. I'll be with Richard Vaughan as well. So, sadly, we will not have a live show tomorrow. There'll be a repeat on. But don't you folks worry, because you can still learn from a repeat as well. All right? And if you follow me on social media, then I'll send you some pictures and videos from the event. Remember, it's I'm Alberto Alonso on Twitter and Facebook. In fact, I see so many of you participating right now on Twitter. We're about to start today's Double Trouble. Also, guys, remember Instagram. I see a lot of you are following me now on Instagram. Welcome aboard. And, well, guys, it's cool because wherever you go, whether you're opening up your Instagram, your Facebook, your Twitter, well, you'll have English, little mini English lessons and vocabulary waiting for you. All right. So, folks, that said, I think it's time for today's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double. Double Trouble. I said double. Double Trouble. Double. Double Trouble.
That's right, folks. It's Double Trouble on the show with no name. And this is where we look at words with double meanings. That's why we call it Double Trouble. And, well, instead of it being a pain in the ass, something you say, oh, man, what? That means that, too? Well, I figured we could make a game out of it. So if you guys want to participate, you can try and figure out today's Double Trouble Challenge on Twitter. All right, here it goes. Remember, you have to use the same word twice or it's not double trouble, right? Okay, so here we go, amigos. La doctora o el doctor, doesn't matter. In English, it's the same. Remember, we don't use masculine or feminine. A doctor is a doctor, whether it's male or female, okay? So it's up to you there, okay? La doctora, I put la doctora. La doctora me dijo que tengo buena salud, o estoy en buena salud, justo antes de darme la factura. ¿Ves? Estás en buena salud, pero cuando veas esto, cuidado. Right? Now, this is something, again, guys, a lot of what I teach you comes from what's happening in my life. And recently, as you know, I've been in and out of doctor's offices constantly because of my torn muscle. And, well, I figured while I was at it, ya que estaba, well, make some other doctor's appointments and, well, make sure I'm in good health. So I thought of this one over here. Well, hopefully you guys can figure it out. Okay, so la doctora o el doctor me dijo que tengo buena salud, o estoy en buena salud, justo antes de darme la factura. Now, let's see if anybody figured it out here on Twitter. I've got Dave Ars. What's up, Dave Ars? He says, mornings, teacher, and Vonners. Almost. He was trying to guess today's our second pop quiz on the app, right? Okay, there's Paco Caramel. Let's see. All right, we've got a winner. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Paco Caramel. Nice one, buddy. Whoa, let's see if anybody else. Okay, I've got some other people on board as well. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, the only person, that more than one person got it here. Okay, but what I'm seeing is just taking a little time. And you guys, let's see. Carlos says, when Alberto Alonso posts double trouble before it's even asked on the air, and Gabacho Express has already replied. Yeah, but he didn't win. I told you today he was the second one. The first one was Paco Carame. So yeah, guys, if you're paying attention every day at 11:28, the double trouble, if you're following me on Twitter, you'll see double trouble there. So even before but it doesn't matter. Again, you don't have to be the first one. Remember, it's just, you know, to add a little fun to it. It's not about being first or second or fifth. Doesn't matter. The idea is to participate. Okay. So, la doctora, the doctor. There we go. That's fine. The MD. It's another way to say it. Medical doctor. The MD, the doctor, right? The doc told me, right? Told me, me dijo. So up to there, it's easy. The doctor told me que tengo buena salud o estoy en buena salud. That I have a clean bill of health. Okay? The doctor told me I have a clean bill of health. This is an expression an idiomatic expression, to have a clean bill of health means that you are in good shape. It means you're healthy. It means everything looks normal, right? You don't have high cholesterol. You don't have, right? And recently I heard that news and it made me very happy. And I said, ¿cómo se dice eso en inglés? Y pensé, a clean bill of health. Now, the doctor could say, you're healthy. That's fine. But also the doctor can give you a clean bill of health and say, you're doing great, right? A clean bill of health. Nosotros decimos una factura, ¿no? De salud limpia. So the doctor told me I have a clean bill of health just before handing me the bill. Justo antes de darme, right, la factura. Now you can say the invoice as well, right? The invoice or the bill, right? Both works. Both of them work. And they're both verbs as well. I'm going to invoice you, facturarte. I'm going to bill you. Te voy a mandar una factura, right? So remember, bill and invoice are not just nouns, they're verbs. Bill me next week. I'll invoice you in 2 weeks, right? I think invoice would probably be more formal, right? But they're both verbs, keep in mind. Invoice someone and to bill someone. And that just literally means send them a bill, okay? So the word that we doubled up on here was bill, right? So the translation I've got over here, again, there are different ways to structure it. The idea is you have to use the same word twice. But la doctora me dijo que tengo buena salud justo antes de darme la factura. The doctor told me I have a clean bill of health, or gave me. You can also say gave me, right? The doctor gave me a clean bill of health, or told me I have a clean bill of health, right? Just before handing me the bill, la factura, okay? The bill for services rendered, or the invoice. Now, what else do we call a bill in English? Well, a bill, if you have money, you have coins, and you have bills. In England, they say notes. We know them as notes, too, but we call them bills. Hey, man, can I borrow a $20 bill? Right? Bill is billete in English as well, right? So it's not just factura, but it's also as well in when we're talking about money, paper money. Also, another place you'll see the bill in the United States is when you're at a restaurant, you say, may we have the bill, please? The bill is la cuenta. The bill or the check. Excuse me. In the United States, we usually say the check more. The British say the bill, but they're both fine. Check, please. Or the bill, please. May we have the bill? May we have the check? It's fine. They're interchangeable. Okay? So, great job. Un aplauso, Juanjo. Nice job, everybody. The doctor gave me or told me I have a clean bill of health just before handing me the bill, la factura. All right? So great job, amigos. A clean bill of health. I'm sure many of you knew the bill, una factura. But, well, just so you know it now, a clean bill of health means that you are in good shape. You are healthy. Okay? And I hope you all have a clean bill of health. All right, amigos. All right. Well, that said, we've got to keep moving along because, well, we've got a lot of stuff to do on the show, as always. So I'm thinking maybe we can take a look at today's Name That Movie.
Name That Movie.
That's right, folks. You know it. It's Name That Movie. This is a section of the show where we give you guys a little scene from a movie. And, well, we'll use that little scene to learn some English, as well as look at some of the vocabulary, slang, jerga. And, well, here we go. If you guys know the name of the movie, you can tell us on Twitter at I'm Alberto Alonso. Okay, here we go, amigos. Short little scene here, okay? I suppose you're wondering what I'm doing working at a place like the Kit Kat Club.
Well, it is a rather unusual place. That's me, darling. Unusual places, unusual love affairs. I am a most strange and extraordinary person. There we go. Great adjectives in this one, huh? Vamos, adjetivos de los buenos. Over here. Let's see. I don't know if you guys will get it that fast. Hey, you never know. You never know. All right, so. Anybody know it? Refresh. So far. Oh, yes. You guys are fast. I think something that gives it away is the Kit Kat Club. So if you know the Kit Kat Club, then you'll know it. All right. It's a very famous club. Fictitious, I believe. I think there was actually really one in New York as well. But the one we're referring to is fictitious in this case because it comes from a movie. It comes from a story. All right, let me give it to you one more time. Little short scene. She says, I suppose you're wondering what I'm doing working at a place like the Kit Kat Club. And he says, well, it's a rather unusual place. And she answers, that's me, darling. Unusual places, unusual love affairs. I am a most strange and extraordinary person. All right, so let's see our top three winners over here. Ladies and gentlemen, Jester, Alexis, and Carolina. Oh, yeah. Nice job. So many people participating. All right. Well, the movie is called Cabaret. Hey, wait a second. We looked at a lot of French words before. Well, there's another one. Cabaret. And what does it have in common with the words we looked at before? It ends in E-T, but it's pronounced like an A. Cabaret, cabaret, cabaret. Very, very famous musical. Probably one of the most famous musicals out there. This is the movie Cabaret, starring Liza Minnelli. Right now, Liza Minnelli, in case you don't know her, very famous American performer, actress, and, she's probably one of the most famous, performers. You know, she's on the level of Barbara Streisand, right? And, well, her mother was famous too. Her mother was Judy Garland. If you know that name, Judy Garland was Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, El Mago de Oz, right? So this was, her daughter. That originated this role over here. Now, this film won 8 Oscars, okay? That year at the Oscars, it won 8 Oscars. It did not win Best Picture, right? It lost that and Best Adapted Screenplay to The Godfather. So, see? But not bad, huh? 8 Oscars, and you're going head-to-head with The Godfather. So, very different movie, right? One's a musical and one is more of a drama, right? More of a gangster family, you know, more drama, really. So Cabaret, another French word that we use in English, right? And Sally, played by Liza Minnelli, says, I suppose you're wondering what I'm doing. I suppose, right? Supongo. También se puede decir, I guess. That's up to you. I suppose, I guess. Right? It's another exercise. You can take dialogues and rewrite them or take a paragraph and rewrite it in your own words, but with the same message. It's a difficult thing to do, even for a native speaker. So I suppose you're wondering, I guess you're asking yourself this, but it's not easy. I suppose you're wondering, wonder, WONDER. Okay. Don't confuse it with wander. Right? To walk around aimlessly. That's with an A. This is with an O. So when you ask yourself something, you wonder, right? You're wondering. So I suppose you're wondering what I'm doing, ¿qué hago yo? Working at a place like the Kit Kat Club, right? This cabaret, this seedy cabaret. Have you heard this adjective, folks? Seedy. Okay, well, seedy is S-E-E-D-Y, right? Seedy is squalid. Does that ring a bell? You wouldn't want to go in there. It's not a safe place, right? So, yeah. The Kit Kat Club. Now, it is a nightclub in Berlin. It's a real nightclub. So it was based on a real place, the Kit Kat Club. So then Brian answers, well, it's a rather unusual. Rather is bastante, right? We use this a lot. Rather, R-A-T-H-E-R. It's a rather unusual place. Es bastante poco usual, right? Unusual. Pronounce that word with me, folks. So let's look at the antonyms. Usual and unusual, right? Usual versus unusual. The first thing that pops into mind is the usual suspects, right? And then the second thing that pops into mind is it's not unusual to be in love with everyone, right? Unusual. Zzz, beige. Usual. Unusual. And, of course, there's an adverb we use a lot. Usually. I usually use it all the time. It's the same as normally, but we usually use usually. Toma trabalenguas. We usually use usually. Oh, my God. We're not used to using normally. If you understood that, then your English level is very high. Right. If you understood everything perfectly there. So, yeah. He goes, it's a rather unusual place. And then Sally says, well, that's me, darling. You know, and her very Liza Minnelli has this kind of way of, yeah, baby, let me tell you something, like this Hollywood diva, this Broadway diva. And that's what she was. She had the right to be like that. Tenía derecho de ser así, right? And as I said, her mom was Judy Garland right there. You're just top of the pops. Her father was a famous director as well. So she was born into, show business. She, you know, yeah, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. She said, that's me, darling. That's, eso soy yo, cariño. Unusual places, unusual love affairs, right? Love affairs, something is, outside of your marriage. If you're having an affair with someone, right? Un asunto, you say the same thing. Unusual love affairs. I am a most strange and extraordinary person. I'm a most strange. Now, this is a very antiquated kind of, I'm a most strange and extraordinary person. We wouldn't say that structure. You would say now I'm a very, or I'm a really, right? More than a most. But hey, it's good to see how we used to talk and how the language evolves. So I am a most instead of, we would say now I'm a really strange and extraordinary person. Extraordinary. Extraordinary. Right? Extraordinario. You say the same thing. Pronounce it with me. It's not an easy one. Extraordinary. 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 It's not extraordinary. It's extraordinary. It's weird because we mix those two vowel sounds, the A and the O. Extraordinary. Extraordinary. Todo junto. Extraordinary. You guys are extraordinary students, and you know that. So great job on today's Name That Movie. It was Cabaret, Cabaret. I'm even trying to get that French R in there. Speaking of extraordinary students, let's see how they're doing on this challenge. Okay, not bad. Right now, 90% of you know it. Express and David, some of you said that I gave it away. I let the cat out of the bag. But even though I said the correct answer, some people are getting it wrong here. So some people aren't paying attention. All right, guys, if you still want to participate, you have time, you can do it. She paved the for future artists, okay? And that literally means she made it easier for the people who came after her. She was a pioneer. All right, guys, if you know the correct answer, make sure you participate. And I think we're going to take a look at a section right now of words that sound the same on a show with no name or not.
Homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Show it no name. Show it no name. Show it no name. Show it no name.
That's right, my amigos. It's the show with no name, and it's time for today's homophone section. And, well, as always, I'm going to give you two words in Spanish. And what I want you guys to tell me, what the words are, right? Identify the words. And then do they sound the same or not? Okay, and you can tell us on Twitter. Now, the first word we're going to look at, okay, is in Spanish, I think it's saqueador, right? Saqueador, right? It's a member of an invading force, or it's somebody who steals things, right? We usually say thief or crook, but in this case, this is a very specific one, all right? Starts with an R, all right? And the second word, okay, is somebody who rides, who goes on horses, somebody who goes on motorbikes, snowboarder, right? So, also starts with R. Both words start with R. Okay. And the first one, it's from a very popular, video game. I'm thinking of Lara Croft. That's the first word. Okay. Also reminds me of Indiana Jones. Okay. The first word, saqueador. And the second word is what you would call somebody who goes on the subway, somebody who goes on snowboards, somebody who goes on bikes or motorcycles. That's our second word. Also starting with an R. All right. So what are the words, and do the words sound the same or not? Okay. Miguit is the first one to answer. He says no. Those are the words. Good. Express says no. Carolina says yes. Those are the right words. Carolina says yeah. They do sound the same. Oh, so we've reached a disagreement. All right. Well, don't worry. We're going to listen to the words after. We're going to use them. And then you guys are going to tell me if they sound the same or not. Guys, we're going to a quick commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
Ask me if I still exaggerate.
Do you still exaggerate?
Yes, I do. But I always exaggerate the truth. You understand?
Yeah.
The teachers in Bowen are the best teachers in the world. But it's true. It's true.
You're right.
I mean, it's absolutely true. I mean, I'm sure there are a few teachers in Tokyo or in Buenos Aires who are outstanding teachers. But for language school, there are one or two. Here we have 300. It's just outstanding. On a scale of 1 to 10, we have quality 8, 9, and 10. And the average quality in the world of English teachers is 3. The difference is tremendous. And when people come here for the first time and have a class, and they've never been with us before, they can't believe it. Wow, this class is different. If they have experience with English classes, of course, this class is different. They make me, well, I have to be alert. I have to pay attention. I have to produce.
Curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium. Un curso de inglés concentradísimo. Más de 100 horas de formación, que además incluye una inmersión en nuestro Daytown. Infórmate del Vaughan Premium. 911335833. 911335833. Pregunta por el curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium.
Alberto, you really ate it there.
Oh, man. Ow. Oh.
You shouldn't have hit that jump.
Oh, man, I was going too fast. You're right. I can't even... Oh, man, my goggles are full of snow. Ow. Oh, I think I sprained my ankle.
Creo
que tengo un esguince. Oh.
Well, why'd you do so fast?
You know me. I'm an adrenaline junkie. Hey, help me take off this binding. Esta fijación. Oh, easy.
Better?
Hey, wait a second. How did you know all this snowboarding vocabulary? You're not a snowboarder.
Well, I've been reading Mary Stab's book, English for sport, and you get all the typical expressions like eating it, which means
caerse. Bueno, lo que yo acabo de hacer.
Yeah,
don't laugh at me, buddy.
To hit some jumps.
Oh yeah, pegar unos saltos, no.
But what I prefer is hitting some bars.
Let's do that. Après ski. I think that's a great idea.
All right.
Ow!
¿Quieres tener las cualidades necesarias para el emprendimiento? ¿Consideras que estás liderando a tu equipo? ¿A tu empresa? Si tu objetivo es poner en marcha un proyecto y alcanzar el éxito como líder de equipos, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado presentan la tercera edición del seminario Emprender y Liderar. Las claves del éxito. Directivos, emprendedores, líderes de equipos, personas interesadas en el liderazgo. Esta es vuestra oportunidad. Sábado 17 de marzo en Áncora, Madrid, calle Trafalgar 6, venta exclusiva online. Entra ahora en grupobaugan.com/seminario.
A 200 metros gire a la derecha. Después en la rotonda tome la segunda salida y habrá llegado a un nivel de inglés C1.
Olvida los atajos que no funcionan. Si este año quieres dar un buen impulso a tu nivel de inglés, tu destino es Vaughan Town, un lugar único en España donde aprenderás de verdad. 6 días en un entorno 100% angloparlante que equivalen a 500 horas de clase. Vivirás el inglés con multitud de actividades que te ayudarán a desarrollar tus capacidades y mejorar tu inglés en todos los terrenos. Ponte en marcha, te estamos esperando. Las plazas son limitadas. Llama ahora al 911-335-833 o entra en Grupo Vaughan. Empower your English. Empower yourself.
Disfruta, aprende, diviértete.
The real man, Mike.
Cada día algo nuevo y diferente. Cada día más radio. Descubre Vaughan Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
The Show with No, Show with No, Show with No Name.
That's right, folks. It's The Show with No Name 2.0 on Vaughan Radio. And, well, folks, I see you guys. It's definitely not unanimous. Some of you say that these two words we were looking at in the homophone sections are homophones, and a lot of you are saying that they aren't, so we can't reach a decision here, a unanimous decision. So why don't we hear both of these words and see how that goes. All right, so the first word we were looking at is raider. Raider. R-A-I-D-E-R. Practice saying it, practice spelling it. ¿Por qué? Porque lleva A-I-I-E. Deberías practicar deletreándolo también, right? Anytime you find a word that has an A, an E, and an I, practice saying it aloud until you never make those mistakes and mix those up again. So that word is raider. As I said, there's a very, very famous video game called Tomb Raider. Now, I know you guys say Tomb Raider, but that's wrong, okay? I'm here to tell you, no. Right. So, raider. Raider. Tomb Raider, right? Did you pronounce that word correctly before? Tomb Raider. Lara Croft is Tomb Raider. One of my favorite movies, Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. Tan taran tan, tan taran, tan taran tan, tan taran tan tan. Right? Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. So a raider is somebody who literally goes into a place, raids it. Not the verb to raid is to go in and take whatever you want and leave. Raid, saquear, right? R-A-I-D, asalto, right? A sudden attack is a raid, right? And to raid, your friends do it a lot of times. When your friend, do your friends do this? My friends, when they come over my house, they raid my refrigerator. Okay, now in this way, they're not stealing, using guns, but we use it also in the funny sense too. Man, every time you guys come over, man, you raid my fridge, right? So to raid, to assault, right? To grab everything. Give me this, give me this, give me this, give me this. Right? So Tomb Raider is the word, right? Not rider, raider. No Tomb Raider, Tomb Raider. All right? You can ask that one today at your office. Que no pronuncies esta palabra bien. Tomb, como tumba. No, piénsalo. Quita la ba. Tomb Raider, Tomb Raider. All right. So great. The next word. Now, in Spanish, you call someone who rides a motorcycle a pilot, but we don't. We only call pilots people who fly things in the air, right? Or else you're called a captain, maybe on a ship, or, you know, a driver in a car. But if you race motorcycles or you ride bikes, anything you can ride, well, then you're a rider. I ride my snowboard. You can ride a snowmobile, una moto de nieve, right? So anybody who rides, a subway rider, somebody who rides the subway every day, rider, R-I, comes from the word ride, right? R-I-D-E. We looked at that word the other day when we were looking at rides, tilt-a-whirl, the scrambler. We looked at some common rides. So do they sound the same? Raider, rider. No, not at all. Absolutely not. They're two different vowel sounds. So if you said yes, you need to write these words down phonetically so that you'll understand them and practice using them today so you never make that mistake again. That's the great news about making a mistake. We can pinpoint that mistake and say, ah, oh, man. You know, a few of you are saying, oh, man, I can't believe it. Hey, no problem. As long as you learn from your mistake, it's all good, right? So raider, R-A-I-D-E-R. A raider is somebody who raids things. They go and they take everything they want, right? Again, think of the daily use. Your friends raid your refrigerator when they come over. Raider. And the other one is a rider, right? Somebody who rides bikes, who rides motorcycles, who rides snowboards, who rides subways. Rider, right? R-I-D-E-R. All right. So those of you who said that they sound the same, you need to take a closer look. But don't worry. That's why we're here, to learn, right? All right, guys. Well, we've got so much more to go. I'm thinking maybe we can take a look at a section where we use a little humor. That's right. To teach you English. And, well, you know what time it is, folks. You're joking!
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch! Ouch! You get it? Ouch! He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
That's right, folks. You're joking. As always, this is where we use a little humor. And again, double meanings, words that sound the same or words with double meanings are usually the basis for all of the jokes I share with you here on this section. So let's see if now, as always, the real trick here in this section is to see if you guys get the joke the first time around without the explanation. That's a good sign. If you're able to catch the joke without me explaining it, that means you have a pretty high level of English. It means you know enough vocabulary to be able to come up with jokes. And that is not easy. I still have trouble, you know, when it comes to Spanish jokes, right? I'm like, ooh, I don't know if I, and sometimes people have to explain it, but no problem. That's how we learn. We learn using humor. What's wrong with that? It's great. Okay. So let's see if you guys get this joke or not. Okay. Why did Dracula go to the doctor? Why did Dracula, right? There's another one that we pronounce differently. No, Dracula. We say Dracula. The U is like a U, como tú. Dracula, right? Why did Dracula go to the doctor? Right? Why did Dracula go to the doctor? He couldn't stop coughing. No? Did you catch it? Did you at least catch the joke? Anybody get it? No? Come on. You didn't, we looked at that word before, in fact. So, in fact, today, most of you should have got it. Just because we looked at this word earlier. Okay, during our Name That Lyric section. All right, let me repeat it and see if you guys get it, okay? So, why did Dracula go to the doctor? He couldn't stop coughing! Coffin, C-O-F-F-I-N, is where Dracula sleeps and lives. A coffin or a casket, you say ataúd, right, where they bury you. A coffin, the box that they bury you in is called a coffin, C-O-F-F-I-N, vocabulary word we hope you never have to use. Unfortunately, you will one day have to use it, right? And the other word, casket, they're synonyms. It's like basket, but with a C instead of a B. So why did Dracula go to the doctor? He couldn't stop coughing. Coughing, right? Coughing, C-O-U-G-H-I-N apostrophe. Coughing, I've been coughing all morning. Sounds like exactly like coughing ataúd. In fact, if you notice this, guys, Americans especially, I don't know if so much the Brits, but Americans, we don't pronounce that G a lot on our ing endings, right? I'm going. I'm going to give you some examples. I want you guys to repeat after me. Now, again, you can pronounce the G, but native speakers, at least in my country, will remove that G, at least when we're speaking. So where are you going this weekend? I'm going to my mother's house. Yeah? And are you watching movies with your mother? Yeah, we're watching movies. We're watching a series together. And are you having dinner there? Yeah, I'm having dinner there. And, Are you taking any friends over there? Yeah, I'm taking a few friends over with me. Taking, watching, seeing, being, right? You'll hear this a lot in music, but we also, we omit that G a lot when we're speaking. Okay? So just, hey, I'm not telling you to do it or not to do it. I'm telling you to be conscious of it, right? Because some people say, I just want to say going, but that's fine. I'm not going to correct someone that says going. Where are you going? That's fine. But Americans, we'd say, where are you going? Because that G is not that important. So when you pronounce it that way, coffin instead of coughing, right? Which is how most Americans would pronounce it. I was coughing all weekend, right? Acuérdate, ese C-O-U-G-H, right? Is an F sound. Cough, laugh. Tough, right? Tres palabras que acaban. Otra vez, patrones. We're looking for patterns. Well, there's one. O-U-G-H, cough, laugh, tough, rough, right? These are words that end with a G-H, but they sound like an F, all right? So now that you understand that coffin is pronunciado a la americana, and coffin is where someone is buried when they die, well, why did Dracula go to the doctor? He couldn't stop coughing. There you go, folks. Really, really great joke. Now, I want to remind you something. These are not my jokes. I just find them and share them with you. And hey, it's just another way to learn English. Music, you know, we use movies. We have tons of challenges as well. And we even have a section where we look at famous people. And, well, I think it's time for that section. It's famous birthday trivia.
That's right, folks. It's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. And this is a section of the show where I'm going to give you guys some clues as to, clues for a few different birthday boys and girls, three to be exact, three people who are celebrating a birthday. And, well, based on the clues I give you, I want you guys to guess who these three people are. And, well, this is just another way to practice English, talking about people, right? We don't talk about people the same way, you know, we talk about business, or we talk about the weather, or we write different vocabulary, different groups of words that we'll use, right? So, that said, you know what? Before we start our famous birthday trivia section, let's solve our final pop quiz of today, our second pop quiz of the day. This is on the Vaughn Radio app. And, let's see. She paved the way for future artists. The correct answer was way. To pave. Think about it. Pavimento. To pave. To pave the way. Right? In Spanish, you say allanar el camino. Pretty logical one. Same idea there. To pave the way for is the preposition, right? They paved the way for future women voters, right? To pave the way. And Juanjo, great stuff here. 90% of the listeners got it right. What a way to start off the week, guys. Really nice job today in general. So excellent stuff, guys. Always, hey, I know on a Friday it just comes naturally, but on a Monday, we've got to work twice as hard, and you guys are doing it, and great job. Okay, so here we go, folks. It's time for famous birthdays. The first person was born in 1832. Now, his last name is a famous word in English and in Spanish, okay? And I'll explain it. His last name literally means to stop buying something. A lot of times you see this when there's a certain, you know, between nations, entre naciones, right? And somebody says, well, listen, we're not going to buy their products anymore. We are going to them. Well, that's this guy's last name. And I had no idea. See, I told you I'm learning things every day. Of course, if I'm teaching you things, I need to keep learning things, right? So we all know this word. In fact, I think I mentioned it before when I mentioned Rosa Parks, right? In the civil rights movement, right? She would not give up her seat, right? She would not give up her seat on the bus. And, well, this led to the Montgomery bus. Okay, and that's this guy's last name. Now, why is this last guy's name? I mean, why don't they say Alonzo? Why isn't my last name a verb? Well, this guy, he earned this name because he was an English land agent. Pronounce it with me. Agent, right? Agent, okay? No, agent or agency. Or agency is agent, agency. You'll be surprised how many times I hear people mispronounce that word, okay? Those words, agent, agency. So this guy was a land agent, and he was ostracized by his local community. Now, ostracized, I know you understand that word, because that's a word in Spanish. Ostracized, right? And they, in fact, this was in Ireland. And so since nobody wanted to deal with this guy, people stopped buying property from him. And, well, what happened was his last name became synonymous with stop buying something. Do not frequent that store, that business. And, well, I didn't know that. And an interesting thing, and it was included into the Oxford English Dictionary in 1888. It had another name back then. So he was born in 1832 today. His last name became a word in the English language in 1888, today, not today. And, well, just so you know it, there was no word in the English language to describe that. So they said, hey, let's use his last name. And now this word has entered the lexicon of English, Dutch,
French, German, Polish, Russian, Spanish, even though you guys spell it differently. Right? You spell it differently. That's true. This word. All right. So that's the guy who originated this word. I know you know it. Number two. This guy was born in 1922, an American author and poet, right? Now, this is an interesting one because I've heard people, I've heard people say poems, and poems. So it's interesting. I've heard people pronounce it both ways, right? Pronouncing that oe, poems, and poems. I don't know which one's correct, but I imagine both of them. If native speakers are using both of those words, I've heard it pronounced by native speakers and many times both ways, then it's acceptable, right? So poet writes poems. I say poems, que rima con homes, but I've heard people say poems, right? And pronounce that E. It's up to you. Now, he was known as a beat poet from the Beat Generation. Alongside William S. Burroughs and Allen Ginsberg, these guys paved the way for other poets as well. And, especially beat poets of their time. And, the beat poets, in case you don't know it, they were dealing with what was happening globally in, in the 50s, 60s, and even into the 70s a bit. Their works are still read. This guy's most famous work, On the Road. It's about a road trip. And, his books dealt with, spirituality, jazz. You could tell he was a jazz lover, promiscuity, Buddhism, drugs. These guys kind of were some would say they paved the way for the hippies to say, hey, listen, everything goes here, doesn't matter what you do. And this guy, at age 47, very young, he died from abdominal hemorrhage. An abdominal hemorrhage. Hemorrhage is bleeding in the abdomen. And, it's because he was a heavy drinker. But his works will live on. In fact, all of his works are currently in print, even though, he died in 1969. All right? That's number two in today's famous birthday trivia. And our third and final famous birthday, she was born in 1946, an American actress, singer, and dancer. Her rise to fame was when she got the she won the Academy Award, in fact, for her role as Sally Bowles in the 1972 musical Cabaret. That was today's name, that movie. So I must have mentioned her name a few times. And, her mother was famous. Her mother was Judy Garland, a very famous singer and actress. Her father was a film director, Vincent. I won't tell you his last name because she has her father's last name, which is an Italian last name. She's done it all. I mean, she is just a super performer. She's performed with everyone from Frank Sinatra to Sammy Davis Jr. She's won every kind of award out there. In fact, when she won her Grammy Award in 1990, she became one of the only 16 people in the world, that have won an Emmy, which is TV, Grammy, music, Tony Award theater, and Academy Award movie. So she is just bow. Other people who have won that award, Whoopi Goldberg. Look, I didn't even read that. Barbara Streisand. I said we put her on the same level as Barbara Streisand as far as singers and performers are concerned. Also, guys, if you watch the Queen tribute at Wembley Stadium to Freddie Mercury, this was in 1992. She joined the band on a rendition of We Are the Champions. She took center stage. And, with other artists, they paid tribute to the amazing rock band Queen, right? And, in 2006, she appeared on the album The Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. She provided the backing vocals, right? The backing vocals are not the primary vocals. She provided the backing vocals, and she sings a solo part on the track Mama, which was today's Name That Lyric. So our Name That Lyric and our Name That Movie was linked to our third birthday girl. Let's see if you guys know who we're talking about here. Let's see, ladies and gentlemen, in order, our top three, Carolina Express and Megeet. Excellent job. Oh, wow. All right. You guys are fast over here. All right. Number one, Charles Boycott. Sí, viene de un apellido. Nadie quería comprar propiedad de él. And they boycotted him. So they just said, okay, there's the perfect word. Acuérdate en inglés, B-O-Y-C-O-T-T. Right, Charles Boycott. See, I had no idea. An interesting thing. It comes from some... This is a good trivia question, by the way. Number two, Jack Kerouac. Poet, writer, Jack Kerouac. Carolina says, On the Road, my favorite book of all time. Awesome. It is definitely a classic. If you guys haven't read On the Road in English, you should. Really, really cool book. And it's on every list, you know, as being one of those great books, one of those great novels, adventures as well. And last but certainly not least, no stranger to the stage, the silver screen. Man, she has been performing her whole life. And well, I think just probably one of the most famous people in show business ever. In fact, Jaster gives us just, is one of those performers you can just say her first name and everybody knows her. Liza Minnelli. That's right. In English, we say Liza or Liza Minnelli. And, probably one of the greatest performers, in the last, I would say, the last century in the United States. And, well, I guess it runs in the family. Her mom, her dad was a director. All right. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for participating and being here with us as always. Guys, tomorrow we won't be here. Sorry, got to do an event. But on Wednesday, we'll be back with more. I promise. Bye-bye.
Curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium. Un curso de inglés concentradísimo. Más de 100 horas de formación, que además incluye una inmersión en nuestro Daytown. Infórmate del Vaughan Premium. 911-335833. 911-335833. Pregunta por el curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium.
There are two kinds of teachers, outstanding teachers and the rest. With outstanding teachers, students enjoy the class. They enjoy the subject, and often they become passionate about the subject. When this happens, the learning curve changes dramatically, and students assimilate the material quickly, and they enjoy the effort. Why? Because they're motivated, super motivated. And why are they motivated? Because the teacher is outstanding. They love the teacher. Outstanding teachers produce outstanding students. Outstanding teachers make any subject interesting and often fascinating. When a subject is interesting or fascinating, the assimilation process on the part of the student is surprisingly solid and effective. This is true for the first kind of teacher, that is, the outstanding teacher. For the other kind of teacher, that is, for the rest, the learning process is slow, non-existent, or even backwards, regressive. Many times it's counterproductive. A mediocre